Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on Sunday Morning Joy. I'm your inspiration host, Jeff Majors. I'd like to thank Pastor Morrell Griffin of the South Harvest Church and Ministries located at 10 St. Timothy Lane in Catonsville, Maryland, for opening up the doors of the church. And family, you're talking about the doors being opening this morning. We have an incredible, my good friend, my brother, joining us here on Sunday Morning Joy, the largest fellowship along the East Coast, Brother James Ingram, Grammy Award winner, Mr. James Ingram. Good morning, my brother.
How you doing, Jeff?
Brother, I'm better than blessed to have you with us this morning. I'm glad I'm able to reach all the way across Los Angeles, California to bring you right here on the East Coast.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Also want to let the family know you can log on to magic959.com, magic1023.com. You can catch us on the World Wide Web. Call a friend to tell another friend Sunday Morning Joy is on. Brother James, you got something hot that's about to hit the streets and hit the airways. Stand in the light. This is your very first inspirational project, and I want to know exactly what brought this all about. And I want you to tell the truth.
Well, a friend of mine named Jeff Majors, he wanted me to come sing on his gospel of music show.
Yeah.
And we was trying to figure out what I could sing.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife overheard the conversation, and she said, James, what about Mercy, the song that you and Debbie Allen wrote for another project? So I played it for Jeff, and he said, oh, man, that's perfect. So when we recorded it in the studio, Kathy Hughes heard it, and she was saying, what are you going to do about this? You need to do a whole entire inspirational CD, James. This is, you have to do this.
Wow.
So she, you know, Jeff and Kathy inspired this.
Well, you know what? This is just a mission call, but if God didn't touch your heart or your ears, you wouldn't be able to hear it. And I thank God for you being able to bless the world now with your very first inspirational project. Let's talk about some of the pieces on this project. Mercy. Let's talk about Mercy. What inspired you and you and Debbie to bring this?
Well, you know, this Mercy is a plea to God, asking God to have mercy on our children, you know, whether male or female, whatever, going through some trying times with, you know, the crack and the meth and all kind of just crazy stuff out there in the streets.
The violence, the killing.
All of it, Jeff. You know, mm-hmm. You know about the gang stuff out here and all that, right?
Yeah.
So it's that thing. And, you know, I've been doing that work with Bo for like 15 years, and he just passed.
May his soul continue to rest in peace. Brother Bo Teller was a very major figure in the Los Angeles community and around the country for addressing gang members and bringing them to peace with inside the community. And, of course, you had a very close tie with Brother Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we thank God for the work he's done, because now, you know, he's rest from his labor, and truly he's gone to rest with the Lord. We thank God for the life and the legacy of Brother Bo Teller.
Yeah, hallelujah, man.
Yeah, we thank God for the mercy. Stand in the Light. Let's talk about that single. What inspired you on that one?
Well, the inspiration for that was the suffering of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Just all the devastation, Jeff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And us watching TV, man, I mean, we just couldn't stop crying, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was like we was watching another country that was not a part of the United States.
Wow. And it's still, you know what, and 4 years later?
And it's still, man.
Hmm.
The devastation is still there.
Mm, and they're still experiencing hardship just through this past week of all the tornadoes that are coming through that area. And we're going to continue to pray for everyone within that corridor, from Louisiana to Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, everyone down in that area,
right,
facing really hardship during this hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
But as we ask them to continue to stand in the light.
The light of God.
Amen. Amen. Blessed Assurance, a classic hymn. How did that come about?
Well, Keith Thomas, he produced four of the songs on the record. And so we were talking about doing a hymn, you know, because a lot of the hymns go back even to the 1800s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he brought up Blessed Assurance. And I said, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is my... He said, nah, man. And he sang it, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. I said, no, we cut that tomorrow. Show me the way.
Well, you cut it, and October 14th, it will be in stores.
All right.
And I truly thank God for all those who can. You can log on to Amazon.com. Also, you can log on to James Ingram's Music.com and download the single and the CD. And let them know. You can drop them a note. Let them know you heard it right here on Sunday Morning Joy. But brother, I just want to let you know, thank you so much for just being a blessing. Family, I don't want you to go anywhere. We'll be right back with James Ingram and some more of Stand in the Light right here on Sunday Morning Joy. Magic 102.3 and 95.9.